You are here, and I'm your host, Brian Beatty. It's the September 2013 edition of the podcast. By the third Thursday in September, I am fairly certain that all Minnesotans who belong back in school are by now back in school, unforeseen catastrophes notwithstanding. And that's convenient for the sake of our podcast because our theme this month is schooled. Well, it was. See, I don't have a teacher who stands over my shoulder and tells me I have to color within the lines, or I don't have an administrator down the hall who tells me there is only one way that things can be done. So for the sake of this month's edition, I allowed our featured artists a certain liberty with the theme. Because our featured artists, well, they're the improv comedy or comedy improv, however you want to order that, duo Ferrari McSpeedy. And I wanted to give Joe Bozic and Mike Fotis more than just one word to work with. So I gave them not the first day of school, because, well, we've all been there and done that and can kind of guess where it might have gone. What I gave Ferrari McSpeedy as their improv suggestion for this month's edition was the worst day of school.
Hey, John. Tom. How's it going?
It's not going so well, Tom.
Hey, first day of school, first day as a teacher. That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It is pretty hard, Tom.
Why are you acting like a mouse?
The kids won't let me in my classroom, Tom.
That happens all the time.
Don't laugh.
That is
don't
hilarious.
Laugh, Tom. They have moved
tables my desk. Have turned.
Well, the tables are still all upright, so far as I can see through the little window in my classroom door, but they've barred the door with my desk.
Don't you have your spare key or anything
my
like that?
My spare key I put in my desk, Tom. It's in my desk.
Gotta keep that spare key on you at all times.
Well, I didn't think. I mean, it's the first day of school, Tom.
It sure is. It would be a first day of school if a first-year teacher didn't get locked out of his classroom.
Is this... You knew that this was going to happen.
I don't think it's not that I know it's going to happen.
Well, you're
just
laughing. You're
experience suggests that it's going to. And it's going to get worse.
I need your help, Tom.
I need your help to be a great teacher to keep this school fantastic.
I want to be a great teacher, but I can't really do that, Tom, unless I can get into my classroom.
Just got to get through this first day.
Well, are you going to help me, or are you just going to sit back and laugh?
Well, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do what I can to help you, but, you know, you have your spare key, and that's the spare key. That's it. That's the one we have until the janitor comes in today at 3. We don't have a janitor during the day anymore. Budget cuts. Did I tell you that?
No.
That's why you have sawdust in your closet. If a kid pukes, you've got to deal with
it.
Not for a hamster. it's for child puke.
So I've got to take care of all the janitorial issues that arise in my classroom.
Absolutely you do. And the AV issues.
Because the kids found the Jell-O pudding cups I have in my desk.
Why do you have Jell-O pudding cups in your desk?
Because in case I get hungry.
Are you diabetic?
I'm not diabetic. I just enjoy...
Because if you are, you shouldn't be ashamed of that.
I am not...
We would never fire you because you're a diabetic.
Why would you even bring that up, Tom?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I am okay with you being a diabetic.
Does it really matter?
You look pale.
I'm kind of nervous. I'm afraid.
What is diabetes? I'm not entirely sure. Would a pudding cup help you?
No, I don't know.
It seems like it would because it's filled with sugar.
Tom, this doesn't matter because I'm
not diabetic.
Diabetes
means you don't make sugar?
Or
you can't process sugar, or your body's allergic to sugar.
You know, the funny thing is, Tom, I haven't really read up a lot on diabetes because I'm not diabetic.
But you are the science teacher.
Yes. Well, anatomy, yes.
Okay. Do you think that would cover an anatomy?
Well, I mean,
are you teaching other classes besides science and anatomy?
No, I'm just teaching. I'm not teaching anything right now, Tom, because my kids...
Here's a tip for you. I'm pretty sure diabetes is going to come up. Will you please do some research on that?
Yes.
For two things. One, for your own health.
All right.
Because you were diabetic.
I'm not.
Well, we don't know that for sure. And it's going to come up in class, and we've had to change the budget for the cafeteria.
Wait.
So I'm pretty sure the food we're going to be serving is going to give most of the school diabetes. They're going to come to you, friend.
The cafeteria food is going to give everyone diabetes?
Well, it's not healthy. It's not healthy food.
It seems
we replaced carrots with actually orange sticks of sugar. The broccoli is green sticks of sugar. We're still calling it carrots and broccoli, though. I fought that. I fought that hard.
Tom.
Our pyramid is more of a pentagon. The space in the middle is just illness.
Tom.
Yeah.
I'm starting to worry that you don't really care about this school.
I do care about this school. My hands are tied. There's not much I can do.
You could start by helping me get into this classroom.
I can't help you get into classroom until your janitor gets in at 3. And you know what? That's not even your biggest problem right now. If tradition holds, somebody's car is going to be set on fire today.
Is it my car, Tom?
Probably. It's usually the first teacher.
Oh.
The new teacher usually has their car set on fire.
You say usually, so this happened. This has happened many times.
It's happened every year. I just didn't want to say that it was a tradition because I don't like it,
Tom.
Necessarily. Tom, actually, it makes me laugh pretty hard.
Tom, we are neighbors. We live next door to each other.
We live next door.
We live next door to each other, Tom.
Would you live in the brownstone or in the cottage on the left?
In the cottage.
Oh, that's you?
Yes.
Hey, neat. I don't get out very often.
Tom, you could have.
I'm landscaping my front yard. I don't like grass.
I know you are. You've got a lot of rocks. You've had a lot of construction.
Do you have any idea how expensive
it's very expensive.
Tom, rocks are?
The least
God,
you could do, the
well
least you could have done is given me a little bit of a heads up.
What do you need a heads up for? If I tell you that you're going to get locked out of your classroom and that your car is going to be set on fire, you know what I'm doing? I'm psyching you out. I think mentally you're kind of weak. You're a mental lightweight, and the reason I say that is I feel like other people are strong enough to get that news and be like, you know what, I'm going to take this and embrace the day. And I feel like I was right, but that's not how you're reacting to any of this.
Tom,
you are so pale,
Tom,
right now.
I am pale because everything.
Will you just eat this Snickers bar?
No, I'm not just going to
just
eat a bunch
half
of sugar.
Of it with
no,
me. I'm on Weight Watchers. If I eat the whole thing, that's six.
Why are you carrying this with you if you're on Weight Watchers?
Because treat yourself.
You don't think about the future at all, do you, Tom?
I think about the future constantly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Because you've done nothing to prepare yourself. Or anyone around you, anyone in the school
That's
for the future.
That's not fair. I'd say you've done a terrible job of preparing yourself for your day.
If I had known that this first day of school would have resulted in me
if
getting locked out of my classroom.
If I had known that you would take your spare key and keep it in the classroom, I maybe wouldn't have given you a spare key.
You know what's funny, Tom? You want to know what's funny?
Pilates.
No, not Pilates. The fact that they have flags. The kids in my classroom have flags.
Yeah.
That say Teacher Tom.
Yeah. We gave that to everybody. They don't all say Teacher Tom. Teacher Diane has one. Teacher Reggie has one.
Why are they in my classroom, Tom?
Hmm.
Why are they in my... Did you send these kids in to my classroom to take it over?
Well, I like to view a classroom
did
at a
you
school
send,
like
you,
a game of Risk.
Did you? This is not a board game, Tom.
Sure it is. Everything's a board game.
No, this is not. This is not fun and games. This is time for learning. This is time for education. This is time for these young minds to start developing and not to be shown.
Would you say I'm a bad administrator?
I think you are a terrible person. Mm. And a bad administrator. Yeah. I think you were both of those things.
Jesus, I'm
and
never
a lousy
over to your
neighbor. No, you're not coming over to my cottage.
Why, you're gonna
because, but unless you, because you're probably going to bring over a group of ruffians.
Why would I bring over a group of ruffians?
I think you sent them into my classroom to mutiny my classroom.
Mutiny. Good thing you're not
mutinize.
Teaching English.
No, I'm not an English
mutiny
teacher.
Your classroom.
Mutinize. Stage a mutiny.
The class is going to have a mutiny.
I quit, Tom.
You can't quit.
I quit.
I can't
I'm quitting.
Quit. Come on.
What?
I need you to embrace.
How can I not quit? I can't even get in my classroom. They're gonna set my Volkswagen Beetle on fire.
Gonna
I'm leaving.
Have. Look out the window.
Oh my. Oh. I just bought that.
You just bought a Volkswagen Beetle on a first year teacher's salary? Ah, mentally weak. Who does that?
A lot of people do it. When they get a job, when they know that they have some income coming in, they budget, they plan ahead, they know that, okay, I can set aside $200.
A minivan.
Why do you drive a minivan,
Tom?
Well,
my kids play soccer.
That's great. That's great, Tom.
I bought that minivan 4 years before my kids were born.
That's great.
Because you know what I said to myself?
That you're going
to have 3 to 4 kids.
That all play soccer.
Turns out I have 6.
Well,
3 of them play soccer. The other 3, I'm not totally sure.
Can I borrow a piece
One
of paper?
One of them wants to play Hialeah. This is
I don't
Florida.
Know what that is.
It's a game that's played in Florida, South Florida. It's a hard ball, and there's like a hook-shaped basket thing that
Isn't
you whip
that,
the ball.
Okay.
I don't exactly know how it's played.
I think
the kid's obsessed with Hialeah.
Can I borrow a piece of paper and a pen?
They're in your classroom.
Can I borrow a piece of paper and a pen
you know
from
what?
Your desk?
No.
That's right
but
here.
But what you can do
or
is...
you just want a verbal letter of resignation.
I'm not going to let you give me a verbal letter. You give me a letter of resignation, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do, Tom?
I'm going to put the word N-O-N next to that resignation. So I'll be like, oh, thanks for this letter of non-resignation.
I quit, Tom.
And you know what I'm going to say to you? You can quit this job, but I'm just going to rehire you as the new science and anatomy teacher here at the school. Do you quit? I'm going to rehire you immediately.
Can I have a new classroom?
Do you have 2 cars? Because there's 2 cars that fire as a
I
parking
don't.
Lot.
I don't. I just have one. How could I possibly drive 2 cars to school?
I don't know, but somebody's going to be coming into my office in here just a second.
Ferrari McSpeedy is Joe Bozic and Mike Fotis. They have been performing improv and sketch comedy together as Ferrari McSpeedy since 2001. As always, thanks for listening. Everything you could want to know about the podcast is available at mnartist.org. Past editions can be downloaded on iTunes. And if you're into that sort of thing, we have a Facebook page too. Thanks again. You Are Here is the monthly literary podcast production of mnartist.org. mnartist.org is a joint project of the Walker Art Center and the McKnight Foundation. The mission of mnartist.org is to improve the lives of Minnesota artists and provide access to and engagement with Minnesota's arts culture.